You know, these people are like, I'm big and I'm beautiful. You're not. And I can say that. Just look at me.
And you're handsome.
In the face, maybe.
But on the inside.
I'm full of clogged arteries and there's no telling. I don't even want to see the inside.
I'm 1340 WKGN.
If you're big, you're not beautiful. You can still be beautiful on the inside. You know, you can do good things and have a good heart. And when I say good heart, I mean, you know, not because it pumps blood well.
I got an email about my trip to Baton Rouge. You still going? You pumped? You ready to go?
Yeah.
You excited?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm skipping the show Friday.
My flight's supposed to leave at 8:20 from Atlanta on Friday. Do you think I can leave here right at 3 and make it?
I would not do that.
I say
my car's
yes,
pretty fast.
Because it should be about 3 hours and 30 minutes. To get you to the airport from here?
On a Friday?
Yeah,
Friday,
you know,
traffic's going to be worse, and Atlanta traffic's already bad. You know
this
better
than anybody.
You just
got to know what you're doing. Yeah, that's
what
but I know
what
I'm doing.
Well, I don't know what I'm doing.
Stay away from 285, right?
Just drive through it, bro.
Drive through downtown?
Just drive aggressively. You just got to drive aggressive. That's the key. Because everybody else is driving aggressive. So when you're timid.
You're one of these guys weaving in and out of traffic.
You got to.
That's the way I get down.
You got to. You can't get through there, or you're going to be stuck in the traffic.
I am a traffic weaver for sure. And when I get to Georgia, I drive like 85. They don't really give you tickets there.
Here's the thing. Let's say you have...
It says 3 hours and 40 minutes from right here.
Let's say conservatively...
I mean 6:40 at best case scenario.
No, yeah, no. I'm thinking conservatively...
Right. 3 hours and 40 minutes to the airport?
Because it's at the bottom side of the city.
It's south
Atlanta. You can
get
to like downtown in 3 hours, but...
And it's quite a possibility you'll have an hour of traffic.
So that makes it 4 hours and 40 minutes, which makes it 7:40.
And here's the thing. If you cut it that close, if anything happens on the way, like Chattanooga, that traffic gets backed up on Fridays.
That traffic's usually not bad on Fridays in Chattanooga because it's going more towards 24. So usually going down 75, you're okay. Last time I went to Atlanta on a Friday, actually, my friend lives in Marietta, though, so it's not really Atlanta, so I didn't have to do the traffic. But I got there in like 2 hours and like 30 minutes from here.
So the thing you're doing, though, is like when you're getting down there, you're going to be getting down there around 6.
Like
you're going
to
be
like 2 hours.
You get
and, like,
to Marietta 30. In 2.5 hours from here?
Yeah, that's doable. Yeah.
It's been cruising.
You're
going to
be
fast.
Missing like prime rush hour by the time you get down there. At like 6 is when you're going to be hitting the city.
Sometimes 85.
Sometimes 90, 92 if it gets.
That's reckless.
And the thing people are overestimating, too, is like at this time, people are leaving the city. Like, they're not really going in at 6 on a Friday.
Okay. Well,
you know what I mean?
Yeah. Cody's made me
But
nervous,
285 is a loop, right? So it's backed up either way, isn't it?
Yeah, but
I feel like this is a bad idea.
The easiest way
I'm just
to get
saying
to
that's
the
cutting it close.
If I miss,
chances are you probably would make it.
If
chances are.
If I miss the flight, there is one that goes later that night that they could probably get me on.
Let me ask you this. Is it worth the last hour of the show?
Yeah. You got to give the news to people.
Well, you'll have the news done by 2:15.
People rely on us. We can't take
I'm not going to be here.
Well, I know, which means that I have to be here. And I'm not saying that in a bad way because obviously I was
just
gone last
week. Just take the day off.
We can't take a Friday off.
Nobody listens to Friday shows.
You keep saying that, but I don't know if I believe it. I could leave at 8:55 a.m. and
that
then land then land at 9:30 to do the show from there.
Yeah, I mean, you could. Don't you think most people who are going to the game will be traveling anyway? Yeah, so actually there might be more people listening on Friday than
Yeah, Fridays are usually people listening, yeah. Also,
I don't know.
I could also leave instead of 8:20, which is what I'm doing now, I could also leave at 11 p.m. But then I get to New Orleans at 11:35, which means my Friday night will pretty much be shot.
Yeah, I guess worst case scenario, if you feel like doing that last hour, you could go down right at 3, see if you make it. And then, like, it's not like if you
there's
don't
two,
make it.
There's only two left for the 11 o'clock flight.
Oh, well.
I mean, a lot of people are going down, man. Atlanta's a popular place to fly out because it was like $1,100 to fly out of Knoxville. It's only like $400 to fly out of Atlanta. So it was well worth the drive to me. It was crazy trying
to
get.
I didn't even think about doing that. Maybe we should have done that. Just fly, drive to Atlanta and fly.
I mean, you can still get some tickets, but the cheapest one they got right now is that. Is that 11 o'clock flight?
We've already made our plans to drive through lower Alabama.
You didn't do the news, by
lower
the way.
Mississippi.
We'll worry about my flight later. Do the news.
Okay, Loretta Lynn is dead.
R.I.P. to her.
The Kentucky.
I did not realize that she was alive, but R.I.P. to her.
Yeah, I thought your tweet it was in poor taste. The one about the Righteous Gemstones lady there.
She looks like Loretta.
Loretta Lynn, the Kentucky coal miner's daughter, whose frank songs about life and love as a woman in Appalachia.
Some people thought it was funny.
Pulled her out of poverty.
It is. There are only
made
two
her
flights.
A pillar. I'm trying to do a tribute to Loretta Lynn.
There are only two flights left right now from Knoxville to New Orleans on Friday.
Can we have any
$1,600. $1,600.
One of the great queens of country music.
You got it, I guess.
I'm just and you're worried about a Delta flight.
I guess I didn't even
Who died?
Loretta Lynn.
Yeah,
never heard of her?
Nope.
I guess that means it doesn't matter if Cam hasn't heard of her.
Yep.
A statement from the family this morning. Our precious mother, Loretta Lynn, passed away peacefully October 4th in her sleep at home at her beloved ranch in Hurricane Mills. Hurricane Mills, that's right there before you cross over the Tennessee River. Headed westbound on I-40.
Hey, I'm Cody. I'm so good at geography, everybody.
I've made that drive a lot.
That's $1,200 from Nashville to Atlanta's cheap. That's it. Anyways.
Tweet of the day. The Manning cast should have George Kittle on as a guest during passing downs. Apparently, former LSU head coach Ed Orgeron was scheduled to speak in Knoxville today at the quarterback club.
It's kind of stupid when they allow him to come back.
But Wes Rucker says a professional opportunity popped up late and he had to cancel.
It's kind of weird that we let him do that.
What, Coach O?
Yeah, I mean, after the way he left and tried to burn things down the way out.
Oh, I burn down whatever I want. I'm Coach O. I commit arson on a daily basis. I'm committing arson right now in my blood veins because I've had 17 Red Bulls and my heart's going to stop.
I don't know why that's so funny. But
go Tigers.
I don't know why it's making me laugh, but that's a pretty good one. I don't, it's not even funny. It doesn't even make sense. But
a restaurant and bar affiliated with the media and gambling company Barstool Sports is planned for the downtown Nashville building that was long home to Joe's Crab Shack. Barstool putting in a bar in downtown Nashville. Mm.
Good. Another reason to avoid Nashville.
Yep. Should fit pretty well down there with the average clientele versus the average stoolie. I'd say that's a pretty good mix of... Pretty good mix, pretty good spot there. Former President Trump is suing CNN for $475 million, alleging defamation.
Oh, wow. What is he banking his lawsuit on?
He wants defamation and compensatory damages. He's claiming the cable news giant harmed his reputation with false, defamatory, and inflammatory mischaracterizations of him, and that CNN's conduct is, quote, intended to interfere with his political career.
Message your Uber driver and get her thoughts on this.
She would have had some thoughts, I can assure you. Trump argues he's entitled to hundreds of millions of dollars in punitive damages because of CNN's use of the term "the big lie" to describe Trump's stated concerns about the integrity of the election process for the 2020 presidential election. Trump's lawyers say the big lie is a direct reference to a tactic employed by Adolf Hitler and appearing in Hitler's Mein Kampf. Mein Kampf? What was that, Hitler's memoir? I never knew how to say that. Mein Kampf? So Trump...
take that off the trivia questions.
Trump says CNN is... Trump lawyers say the big lie is a direct reference to a tactic employed by Hitler. So I guess Trump is alleging defamation and that essentially CNN made the tie between him and Hitler.
Okay.
So,
huge if true.
How do you feel about that?
How do I feel about Trump suing CNN?
Yeah. How do you feel about that?
I don't have any particular feelings about it.
Any reason why you wouldn't have any particular feelings about it?
Which side are you on?
Which side am I on? I'm not big on either one. I don't know. I mean, I'm more of a Fox News guy because I like entertainment. I don't watch the news for the news.
Seems like a backhanded compliment of Fox News.
Well, I don't view it as news, but yeah, you got to admit it is quite entertaining.
Trivia questions ready to go, Cam?
Yes, sir.
Trivia coming up next at 2:15, just right after this break. Stick with us. Tuesday Trivia is coming up right now and is brought to you by Gramco. Go to thegramco.com. Use the promo code VOLS25 for 25% off all of your Delta 8 needs. You trying to eat Gramco yet, Cody?
No.
You think you're too good for the Gramco?
No, it's just not really my thing. I have to be really committed if I'm going to do the weed.
Gramco currently offers numerous Delta 8 products, including Wake and Bake Delta 8 coffee, disposable vapes, gummies, pre-rolls, and quick mix you can put in your brownies, hard candies, and more. Gramco offers you an enjoyable legal high delivered discreetly and directly to you. It must be 21 or older. TheGramco.com, free standard shipping for orders over $50. TheGramco.com. Let's play some trivia. Cam, what topics do you got for us today?
All right. Cody, are you prepared?
I am ready.
Okay. We got general.
General.
We got geography.
Oh, no.
We got over-under.
Okay.
What does that mean?
It means it's either going to be over or under. Sounds like a 50% chance.
Yep.
Could be anything, though.
It's
not like football totals.
Could be anything.
It's not going to be what is the total of tomorrow's game?
It's not going to be the Tennessee LSU over-under.
Okay.
NFL leaders.
Oh, God.
There's
and
your category.
Science.
Another category that benefits you.
Yeah, man, I'm great at science. Give me, I don't feel good about any of these, but I'm going to persevere because that's what champions do. Give me, I'll take NFL leaders for three.
NFL leaders for three. All right. This player leads the league in passing yards.
The biggest loser around, Justin Herbert.
Justin Herbert is correct.
Geography for three.
All right. Not including the Arctic and Antarctic deserts, what is the largest desert in the world?
The Sahara.
The Sahara is correct.
Damn it. General for three.
General for three. All right. How many colors are in a regular bag of M&Ms?
You should know this one, Candy Boy.
Yeah, I'm the Candy Boy between the two of us.
I haven't had any sugar all week.
What is in that Bang drink?
No sugar. It's it's artificially sweetened.
I feel like there's no way there's no sugar in either that or that big-ass Starbucks.
There has to be zero sugar. Do you see where it says vanilla zero sugar?
But if it's like energy, it's supposed to be giving you energy.
It's no sugar in either.
I'm trying to think.
It's artificial sweetener.
M&M's. The standard bag's what's tripping me up. Four or five. Give me... screw it. Give me five.
Five is incorrect. There is six colors in the bag of M&M's.
In a standard bag?
That's what this website said. I'll confirm.
That's okay.
Okay.
Yep, there is six.
Yeah. All right, Cam, give me geography for four.
All right. The highest waterfall in the world is in this country.
Couldn't have been continent. The highest waterfall in the world. I'm going to say that is one of those waterfalls in the Amazon. So that area. It's definitely South America.
Well, we do need an answer.
Can I get, like, just...
No, pick an answer.
I'm asking the host.
10 seconds are up. He doesn't get to answer.
It is on planet Earth.
We have time limits around here.
Brazil.
Brazil is incorrect.
Okay.
It's in Venezuela.
Venezuela. I swear to God, Venezuela crossed my mind. But I didn't have the balls to say it. Damn it.
I'll try over-under for three.
Over-under for three. All right. The age of Taylor Swift when she took home her first Album of the Year Grammy. Over-under 21.
For Grammy for Album of the Year. I'm going to say over. I'm feeling 22. Come on.
Over is incorrect.
Son of a...
She was 20 years old when she took that bad boy home.
Okay, is this round three?
Yeah.
That was over under for three?
Yeah.
Give me over under for five.
Okay.
Pretty good strategy, actually.
All right, over under for five. Countries in the European Union.
Like it.
Over under 25.
It's a 50-50 chance. It's a good strategy.
In the EU,
mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm slamming the under on that. Under.
Under is incorrect.
Yes. Damn it.
There is 27.
Damn it.
In the
yes.
EU.
Yes.
That was a.
Give me four. Give me over okay. under four.
Damn four. It. Damn it. Right. Damn it. Damn it.
All right. Islands that make up the Hawaiian Island Archipelago.
Over.
Over, going under.
Three and five for unders. I'm going over. Over.
Damn it.
Over, under 100.
No, don't change the question.
No, it's... Okay. I got it written down.
Over, over. I'm still over. Going over. Over.
It's correct.
Yes.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
There's 137
yes.
islands.
Yes.
So it's 7-3, right?
Yeah.
This is round five. Damn it. My strategy backfired. Okay. So I need a four.
And this is round four, not round five.
This is round four. Oh, yeah. So I could still tie here. I could. Okay. Give me. Man. Give me the I don't know. Science for three, I don't know about that.
You got the big something.
Give me the science for three. This
science
is
for
a bad
three.
Strategy.
All right. This what is... three things make up an atom?
Proton, neutron, electron.
That's what I would have guessed.
That is correct.
Correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so it's 7-3, or 7-6, after four, right?
Yep.
Okay. I like to keep my score updated over here. Damn over under guess. What was it? The Galapagos Islands? What was it?
Hawaiian Island Archipelago.
Give me NFL leaders for four.
NFL leaders for four. This player leads the league in sacks with six.
Said it earlier, so I'm going to stick with Nick Bosa. I believe he leads the league in sacks. Nick Bosa.
Nick Bosa is correct.
Let's go! That's a big one!
Wait, so you have 11 now?
It's 11-6. Oh, that's a big one.
Man, if only Cody had hit a five-pointer.
I know.
Tied.
I know. You got a 50-50 chance.
Give me a general for four.
General for four.
Ooh, this is the game right here.
Cynophobia is the fear of what?
How's that spelled?
Cynophobia. Cynophobia.
That comes through on the headphones.
Every time I do it, it's a second, so people are going to get a full grip of how long you're taking past.
Psi. What is psi a prefix for? Is that like cycle, cyanide?
You tell me.
Cyrus, psi. I don't know.
This is 20.
Cycle,
seconds.
Is that rotation? Is that like 25. Wheels? Or circles?
Circles? Is incorrect.
I was going to say poison.
It is the fear of dogs.
Oh.
That doesn't even make any
sense.
That
doesn't make any sense at all.
Damn. One, so it's 11 three, to 6 four, going five. Into 6.
Going into 6.
Oh, man. This is not trending well.
Go ahead and...
not trending well at all.
Give me geography. No, give me give me geography for 5.
Geography for 5. All right. Plus or minus 1. How many countries border Russia?
Eight.
Eight? Is incorrect. There is 12 countries that border Russia.
Damn, I almost said 13. Damn it.
Okay, general. General for. Let's do a little strategizing. If I did science for 4, so it's 11 to 6. I have 2 questions left, so I can make it 11 to 10. And then you'd have to, I'd still have a couple of options. Science for 4 is going to be pretty hard.
You're supposed to get
give
5
me,
seconds.
Give me, this is, oh God. Cam, give me, science for 4.
Science for 4. All right. At what temperature are Fahrenheit and Celsius equal?
At what temperature are they equal? How do you mean?
Same number. Like, you know how there's a difference for boiling and stuff?
I thought they were always...
You don't need to further explain the question. He understands what it is. He's trying to get...
Stalling.
Yeah. No, I'm not stalling. Well, they're 32 apart, right? Because isn't 32 degrees Fahrenheit 0 degrees Celsius?
You don't get to answer any questions, Cam. Don't answer any of those questions. And put a timer on, please.
Yeah, we do need an answer here. Seems like you're struggling with the concept.
He's not struggling with the concept.
I am struggling with the concept,
the concept
actually.
The concept is very straightforward.
At what temperature are
they the same?
Are they the same temperature?
Yeah.
Zero?
Zero is incorrect.
I would guess, so like zero's freezing in 32, so I'm guessing it'd be somewhere on like the 60-ish range maybe, or like my original thought was about 72 is what I was thinking.
It is negative 40.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Never mind.
Negative 40 is when they're equal.
All right, so it's 11 to 6. We each got one question left. I could take a one-pointer and win.
If you're a coward, or you could challenge yourself, try to win big.
Yeah, I was thinking about that, but I know like you're gonna like really feel like you actually won if we like if you do happen to get the five and like win the tiebreaker. Give me general for one.
General for one.
This might be tough, actually. I was thinking.
What is the capital?
Who is the president
of France?
God, Paris. I hope. Please be Paris.
Paris is correct.
Let's go. Six in a row. I feel like Michael Jordan right now. Six.
You want to make the score closer to the last minute?
Had I hit my over-under, it was a 50-50 chance, and I missed it. I mean, that was...
Six.
Would you like to pull a Florida and make a last second?
Yeah, I mean, I'll go ahead and do my question.
Screw over some bettors?
Let's do, I guess...
Cover this, Fred. I was 3.5-point favorite.
Let's do general for five, I guess.
General for five.
Six.
All right.
I feel like Michael Jordan.
Handsome Dan.
Let's do NFL leader for five. NFL leaders for five.
Handsome Dan is the animal mascot of what university?
Handsome Dan?
Yes.
Your guess is as good as mine. Handsome Dan. The Dans? The Danes? Is there a Dan the Diamond? Dan the Dumbass? Dan the...
You're a Dan the Dumbass.
Danny Dumbass?
Wow, Dirty Dan.
Handsome Dan, I don't know. How about a hint? I can't win anyway. Can I get a hint since I can't win?
It's a dog mascot.
Okay, thanks for the hint.
No,
so it is like so it is the Dane.
Whoa, no hints.
Handsome Dan the dog. Who's Handsome Dan the dog?
No hints.
Who is Handsome Dan the dog?
No hints.
You know?
Yeah, I know.
You don't know.
I do know.
Is it that Seawolves?
Very popular dog.
Who's the Seawolves? It's not them. The wolf pack.
It's Yale. It's Yale.
It's Yale.
It is Yale.
All right.
Yale's Bulldog, Handsome Dan.
So,
so
I don't
17
guess.
To 6. Give me NFL leaders for 5.
What are we
you
doing?
Were right at 10 seconds. What is the NFL leaders for 5? Just
this
for...
player has the longest catch of the year at 81 yards.
Ooh. Is it Rashad Bateman?
He is the second longest. That's a cool one. He had 75-yard catch, I think.
Okay. I don't know who has the longest. Cody doesn't know either. He doesn't know.
Chase Claypool.
TJ Hockenson.
TJ Hockenson.
Oh.
Yep, that's what I said.
I think it was in this last week probably. But.
Number six in a row. I feel like Michael Jordan.
I mean, it was a 50-50 shot. Congratulations, I guess.
Let's go to break. It's Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio. There are certain things I'll stand for, and there are certain things I will not stand for. And having Bear, of all people, try to call me to the carpet over my Titans fandom while he's out there saying we're playing his team this weekend. The Titans are playing his Washington Commanders. He's a Redskins fan out there. He's talking about we. Well, must have heard that trivia question about France because he's saying we a lot out there. We.
In fairness to him, he was never a Commanders fan. He's a Redskins fan.
He's a Washington football team fan. He is a Dan Snyder fan. That's who he is. Now he's trying to say we to the Titans, saying I gave up on my boys. I specifically, Cam, I said many times that I wasn't panicking until a division opponent. Mm-hmm.
Much like I'm not panicking until I take 10 straight trivia losses.
You're getting pretty close.
Not panicking.
You are over halfway there.
Can we admit that one was, I mean, not the, yeah, that one took, that was luck, right? 50-50. I mean, had you not gotten the four with the 50-50 chance, had I gotten mine.
You would have known how many countries were in the EU.
I missed mine. You got yours. You knew there wouldn't be two overs. So, you know, I mean. And just
which the first one was under.
But a loss is a loss. Loss is a loss. Cam, maybe we don't put 50-50 questions. Dang,
it was on the board for everybody. It was a strategy play.
He's the one trying to do it. Yeah. Thought it was a good idea.
Till it missed.
Just had the hit.
Yeah, you got a hit when you do that.
Yeah.
Good strategy by you to follow it up with a obviously, the four. Yeah. Go ahead and get it off the board.
I also thought taking your geography five was pretty good. Would you have known how many countries were next to Russia?
No, I would have missed that one anyway, so I didn't mind that one.
My mind didn't immediately go to 11 or 13, and then, of course, I went with 9 or something for some other reason.
Then you got to consider, are we considering old Russia? I mean, how does Crimea factor into this?
That's true. 6 M&Ms. I never would have thought that.
There's 6 M&M colors?
Yeah, I never would have thought that.
You know, regular M&M.
Orange, green, yellow, brown, red, and blue.
That's it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Do you like
good job, Candyman? I'm a peanut guy now.
Peanut M&Ms?
I didn't used to be when I was a kid, but now I am.
The old John Daly combo, peanut M&Ms and a Diet Coke.
Yeah.
I am right there. That's one of my favorite.
On one of the flights I was on, I had to get peanut M&Ms and I think I got a Dr. Pepper instead, but
yeah, well,
that's all I got for dinner one night was that, and that was a pretty sad time.
You can get by on peanut M&Ms.
I ate one of those nasty cold sandwiches they put like in the kiosk that you can order too.
Those are the worst.
I was down bad.
Those airport sandwiches?
That was the only thing I was open. I hadn't eaten. I was struggling.
Those are so bad.
LA got me, and by the time I landed in my next place, it was like 11 o'clock or 10 o'clock, and everything was closed. I was like, oh, man.
They got that hard bread.
What a disaster.
That old hard bun. You remember when Charles Barkley's talking about what was he talking about? The hot dogs, and I think it's his deal where he talks about, what am I thinking of?
I have no clue what you're
talking about. He's talking about the hot dog somewhere. He says, man, you don't want those hot dogs. They got that old hard bun.
I don't know if you're allowed to do that voice.
It's a Charles Barkley voice.
That's not Charles Barkley's voice. You can do the.
What are you talking about?
You can do the terrible one, but you can't do the.
So you can do. That's terrible.
Yeah.
So you can do that.
You can do that one.
It's that hard bun.
You can't do that.
No, what's the difference?
No, there's a difference. Cam, you can hear the difference, right?
Everyone can
hear the difference.
Oh, give him.
Saying
break.
Something's terrible is a little bit different than the hard buns. Yeah.
It's his accent. What are you talking about?
I don't know.
Oh,
Kenneth?
Come on.
Kenneth?
Also, you can do Kenny.
You can do Kenny. Because I know the quotes when he says Kenny.
What's wrong with hard bun?
I don't know. I just don't like it.
What is the difference?
Just don't like it.
But Kenny's okay.
Yeah, Kenny. No, actually, it says Ernie. Okay.
Ernie.
I was thinking of Ernie. Yeah, I was picturing Ernie when I said
okay,
Kenny, but there's
so
a Kenny, too.
Hard. They both have the letter R right in the middle. Ernie, hard. What's the problem?
It's the buns thing, I think.
It's him making fun of some.
I don't know.
Is it Phoenix? I can't remember.
It just made me feel a little uncomfortable with that one.
No, give me a break. Woke John.
So you think it's woke just to show respect to all?
His
people.
Uber driver just turned off the radio.
She's so mad.
Start your NFL Week 4 off right with a no sweat same game parlay from FanDuel. Week 4, guys. It's week 5. Start your week 5 off. Whoever's writing these copies, they need to have a talk because week 5 is up, right? We're through 4 games, right?
Yeah.
Start your week 5 off right with a no-sweat same-game parlay from FanDuel, America's number one sports book. Doesn't matter if you have an account already or if you're new to FanDuel, you'll get free bets back if your Thursday night same-game parlay doesn't hit. This Thursday night, we got the you have to gamble on this game to have any interest in it. The Colts and Broncos, the baby horses, the old horses. We'll see which horses
sent to the glue. Every quarterback to throw an interception.
We'll see which horse is sent to the glue factory. I don't feel – I mean, the unders. I just want all unders.
Yeah.
Russell's under.
Jonathan Taylor yard under.
I don't think he's going to play, but if he does play, take his under. Matt Ryan will throw an interception or fumble. He'll fumble. He might not throw an interception. He'll fumble. You can build your own or choose from one of the popular same-game parlays pre-built into your FanDuel app. However you want to play, you can bet on NFL this Thursday night with no sweat same-game parlay. Man, that game is terrible. Just sign up with the promo code TALKSPORTS, one word. If you don't already have an account, and if you already have a FanDuel account, you're all set. Just sign in to see what you've got. Make sure you opt in. Make every moment more with FanDuel, an official sports betting partner of the NFL.
FanDuel, mommy, FanDuel.
I don't know what your mother has to do with this. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. A 3-plus leg minimum and a minimum of $1 bet required. Refund issued as a non-withdrawable free bet that expires 7 days after receipt. Max bet of $5 unless otherwise specified. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem, call Tennessee Red Line at 1-800-889-9789.
Did you know?
If I ever lost 6 trivia games in a row, I'd be ready to just hide my face and never be seen again. But did I know what?
Did you know that I've been fasting for 23 hours?
Oh, wow.
I went back to the OMAD yesterday, one meal a day.
Am I wrong in saying that a fast?
When did the keto stop? You stopped the keto?
No, I'm doing keto with it.
Okay.
It's no carbs and eating only once a day.
Correct me if I'm wrong.
It's probably not good for your body, but it's...
But don't you have to do, like, just water as your liquid on those
no,
fasts?
No, you can have... You just can't have sugar or carbs.
Okay.
Certain drinks will break a fast, others won't. Bangs are cool.
Okay. But I always just thought you could only drink water on fast, but
health experts always say have a bang during your fast.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I was just thinking about, like, we had some kids that would always do, like, you know, when they would fast during.
We had some kids.
Like Ramadan.
I was going to say Ramadan. Okay. Yeah, Ramadan. Yeah, but they could always have, you could only have crackers and water. That's all you could eat during the school day.
Who? When you were in school?
Yeah,
in?
Yeah. It's, oh, okay. Some
did you ever have a church that was like, hey, we should fast for this?
Yeah. Mine didn't, but my friends didn't, but mine didn't.
My church did that. I never listened to that. I was like,
Baptists aren't big on the fasting.
Yeah. We don't really do. We didn't really do that.
Yeah. Oh, I was a Southern Baptist church.
Oh, really?
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know why they wanted to fast, but I was like, no, there ain't no way.
Fasting would mean if you were to fast, that would mean a night without drinking. What's the Baptist, you know?
Yeah, fair enough.
Can't have that. In the closet with that bottle of gin. Forgive me, Father. Forgive me.
I remember the Charles Barkley thing. It's when he was talking about Phoenix and how cheap their owner was.
Mm-hmm. Well, next time I won't do the Barkley voice. I'll just say, yes, they had that old hard bun.
Yeah, that'll be better.
That'll be just as good.
That would make me feel more comfortable.
They had that old hard bun. Ha, 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 ha. That's terrible, Kenny.
I am excited for basketball season.
Come on, Ernie.
I'm all in for football season, but I am excited for basketball to be back.
Oh,
in large part
world.
Because of Barkley. I'm glad he didn't go to Liv. I did see where Liv is trying to buy some airtime on Fox, though. And they were like on FS1, but they were going to have to like basically do everything themselves and just send it to Fox.
Yeah, we talked about that a little in the last week.
Oh, did you? No, I missed that.
Yep.
But yeah, no, that's wild, but they have to pay to be on the show.
I mean, that's how I started out in radio.
I guess they would still do like no commercials, though, right? Or...
I guess they would have that right, but I would imagine, although their pockets are so deep.
They want to make the money back.
Yeah, I was going to say you could sell some advertising, but their pockets are so deep, they might not care about that. So, like, that might be a part of what they try to do to win fans over was...
Yeah, just no commercials.
Yeah. But you would think eventually they'd be like, hey, we got to start making some money. But that old money is so deep.
You think I can get by with a Chinese buffet today if I don't eat again until this time tomorrow?
Well, I'd hope so. What do you mean, could you get by? The human body can go a long time without food.
No, I mean, I'm saying
it's
like...
It's like you're out there doing a lot of physical work.
I'm saying, can I still be my weight loss thing if I just eat once a day? Surely I won't go... Even if I hit 2,500 calories, like...
Well, I would imagine I hit 2,500 calories.
I kind of like this one meal a day thing because I'm what's called a volume eater.
Mm-hmm.
I like to gorge my head with food sometimes. But I think I can go the rest of the day. I did it yesterday. Chinese buffet sounds good, though. What are you having for lunch?
I've already had lunch, seeing how it's 2:45 in the afternoon. Most people have eaten lunch by now.
You know, Fat Bear Week started.
What's really?
That? Yeah, just started.
What was our bear's number? It was like bear 406 or something like
that.
I loved that big, beautiful beast.
We got our contenders for this year.
What
Save
is
them.
It?
You remember Fat Bear. They try to get the bears as fat as possible for hibernation.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
They just keep tracking them.
And, like, which bears can gain the most weight.
See who gets
the heaviest.
I want
to say, like, bear 406 or something like that.
How many are there? Where is this?
It's in, like, some
mountain
range.
The Katmai National Park.
Yeah.
Which,
or I guess
where
is that? National parks have a mountain
I can't remember where that national park is.
It's in America?
It's in America.
It's
got to
be, like, Montana or something.
I need to find the Fat Bear Week. I got to look it up. Send us a break, Cam. We'll come back at last call. Let's talk
to
sports.
To Alaska.
Another. Oh, okay. Yeah.
Check it.
Last call here on the program. Let's pump the brakes. Cam, you got a story for us?
Yeah, I got North Dakota woman.
Okay.
Yep.
Not really. All right. That into it, but
North Dakota woman is facing jail time for bringing a wild raccoon into a bar.
Sounds like your type of woman, Cam.
Yeah. A little bit, except for the fact she lives in North Dakota.
What's wrong with North Dakota?
That means she's nice and feral.
I don't think there's any black people in North Dakota.
No black people in North Dakota?
Probably not.
What percentage of North Dakota is black?
There's, I guess it's got to be under like couple. 3. It's got to be under like 3%.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be like 1.2. Low.
By the way, I like how I can't do the Charles Barkley voice, but Kanye can wear a White Lives Matter shirt.
So you don't think White Lives Matter?
Of course they do. All lives matter.
Your Uber driver had a bumper sticker?
Hers said blue. Blue lives matter.
It says black alone, 12.4% in North Dakota.
Wow.
That's high.
I feel like you owe
is
them.
Is that just the whole university? The football team?
They're all on the football team.
I feel like you owe them an apology.
I guess there is only 100 people up there, so I guess 12 of them could be.
I mean, if I had to think of the whitest cities in America, Fargo probably would have been one of my top guesses.
Yeah.
Census.com.
Maybe that's just based on the movie. Steve Buscemi, one of the whitest guys ever.
Let me see. Here are some key national level 2020 census results. Oh, wait.
Oh, they euphonized this raccoon?
Time out. Is this saying the whole country? This might say the whole. This is talking about the whole country.
Oh.
No, hold on. How do you check a census? Okay, let's see. I'm at the North Dakota.
I think he should start losing trivia points.
I really hate to get my ass kicked by a guy who doesn't even know how to Google. That'd be tough.
How do you check a census?
How do you feel about losing six in a row?
I got 3.15%.
Okay. I was working my way there, Cam.
The worst thing about losing to you in trivia is not losing to you during trivia. It's the segment after trivia.
Oh, is it?
Where you spend the half hour after trivia where you just spend the rest of the show. Five in a row, six in a row.
Six, not five, six.
South Dakota only has 2%.
Yeah, sorry, I was doing the national demographic.
North Dakota is more progressive, I guess, with their 85.68% white population.
You know how you get me to shut up?
Win.
Yeah. You know how you win?
Let's see.
By going first.
I'm gonna let you go first next week.
I guarantee you, I'll win.
Yeah, I'll let you go first next week.
Guarantee.
Yeah, I'll let you go first next week.
Okay. Oh my gosh!
Because honestly, the audience is losing a little bit of interest in it since you keep losing. It's not as fun.
I think people are enjoying it.
What it's state still do you think is the highest percentage of?
They want to see you win, though. They're tired of seeing you lose.
You think that
they want you to win?
If we had ratings, do you think that would be our highest rated segment?
No.
What do you think? This or that?
No, I would just say whatever the first 30 minutes of the show are, and then people whenever they leave it on. Or maybe like right now they turn in to listen to the drive.
You think?
No. I just drive. I think our first hour. I mean, our first hour probably our best hour. I would say
because of the holdover from the blitz.
Well, no, I was just gonna say just because it's 12 o'clock and people are getting in the car.
Cody, I will give you 0.01.
It's the big story of the day.
Lunch.
It's like whatever the biggest thing is. People like might want to hear us talk about. I can see. I would imagine there's some audience people who just listen to the first hour of every show just to see, like, hear the biggest, their take on the biggest thing.
You think?
Not a large portion.
Do people just sit around and just listen?
Yeah.
To the.
Well, I think people like work and listen. Drive around and listen.
I've always thought the people that listen to us, like, listen to the whole show, though.
I feel confident about that, that most people do.
I used to listen when I drove for Domino's. Just throw it on.
What did you listen to?
Nice. I finally got a DM.
Used to listen to y'all.
This girl said.
Oh, this show?
Yeah.
Yeah. Cam used to tweet us. I'm sorry I buzzed into your DM. I texted to ask if you've ever had a sugar mommy.
Who's
monkey
this?
Monkey emojis.
Ooh.
Her name's Kayla.
You think she's real?
She's definitely a man that's going to try to scam me.
Look into it.
Yeah.
Just give your
credit
card.
See how far you can carry it. Like, yeah. See how far you can
go. I always do that when I get the bots. I always mess with them for a while.
There's so many bots.
I'm just going to say, I've had a couple, actually.
Actually, you'd be my seventh.
You can usually tell if there's always like eight numbers after their
for one more
their handle.
Winky face.
And if they're just a beautiful woman DMing you.
See, this one is
the first red flag.
That's a good indicator.
This one's not that
not real.
This one's not that beautiful, and there's only like three numbers in it. So, ooh. I mean, she's definitely fake, but...
They're getting smarter.
You should give her your credit card information and see what happens.
Need, Why would she need my credit card information?
Just, I don't know. Just give it to her.
Upload the
what
money.
Yeah. First, I have to send her an Apple gift card to get this. I'm going to write it down and see what happens. Who knows?
Worst report case, back you tomorrow. Actually get a sugar mom.
I'm going to start sending her pictures of you.
All right. That'd be a good way to turn her off.
So this really loves me, though. The drive's up next. Stay locked in on Fan Run Radio.